In Morning Edition's new weekly spring series, Radio Field Trips, we're exploring New Hampshire life and culture by taking you across the state to introduce you to new places and new people.
We're drowning in sap this year, and it's like all we can do to keep up with it.
This morning, we're visiting my friend Dave Anderson at a sugar shack in the rural woods of South Sutton. Dave occasionally tells some of the stories you hear on NHPR as a host of Something Wild, but he also has a 40-acre tree farm where he enjoys his hobby of turning sap into maple syrup.
It's super fun. It's a lot of work, but it's super fun. And of course, you wait all year long to get going. Yeah. You're all excited about it.
Dave built his small wooden sugar shack in his front yard about 2 years ago after purchasing a wood-fired evaporator from an old sugaring operation in Vermont.
We've been sugaring for years, but this rig, as our evaporator is affectionately called, is new for us. So we feel like, you know, we're like, upgrade!
This hefty metal rig has taken Dave's production scale from 12 buckets to hundreds of gallons of sap. It takes up half the space inside the one-room shack. Dave opens two heavy metal doors on the end of the evaporator to reveal a blazing fire. He feeds the flames with what seems like a never-ending supply of dry wood. The intense heat boils gallons of sap at a time.
And that's the sound.
What are we hearing there, Dave?
It's just the expansion of the sap just starting to warm up.
Sweet-smelling steam billows into the air, warming up the room. As water evaporates from the sap, it slowly turns into syrup.
People come in here and stand over that pan.
Yeah.
And they do this kind of like, let it wash over them. They just get into that maple steam. That's the smell of winter ending, my friend.
It's the smell of breakfast.
Pancakes.
What do you love about doing this?
So there's the spirituality as well. It's work. It's joy because it's the end of winter. And we wait all winter long and think all about it. And you can't wait to get tapped and going. But for me, as a tree person, like you're taking the essence of the tree, turning it into something incredibly tasty and sweet, and then making that part of your own flesh and blood and sinew. It's like taking maple communion. This morning for breakfast, I had, you know, homegrown venison sausage, homegrown backyard eggs, and homemade maple syrup. All of that food came from, you know, 200 yards of where we're standing. And there's not many people who have an opportunity to, like, practice that. And I feel like it keeps us honest. And that said, it's a ton of work, you know. And so if you weren't, like, deeply into this, you would not do it.
With almost 200 taps, this is certainly not a one-man operation. Dave and his family collect and carry heavy buckets filled with sap on foot. They spend hours chopping wood, feeding the evaporator, monitoring the boiling, and then they have to can all that syrup. But Dave says his shack is fairly small in size and sophistication, at least compared to commercial operations throughout New England.
So we like to say, you know, we may be slow, but we're inefficient. Or, you know, we do things the old-fashioned way, like in crazy labor-intensive. We like to argue that we get a flavor profile from wood fire and long cook that's a little bit more robust than, you know, the caramelization of the sugars in a traditional wood-fired evaporator is what gives that old-fashioned maple taste. But it's also fading because the technology, like all things, enables people to do more production, less wood, less labor. But we're not that, you know.
This is how many backyard sugar shacks across the state produce maple syrup, on a small scale with family and friends. Dave regularly invites visitors who are interested in starting their own sugar shacks. Anyone is welcome to take part in the process.
You probably pull some off and let people taste some.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
Dave's wife, Carla, passes around paper cups filled with warm, dark syrup for us to try.
Cheers. Isn't that great? It's so sweet.
Made out of wood, espresso coffee taste.
This story is the first in our new series called Radio Field Trips. Tune in to Morning Edition next Wednesday as we travel to an educational center in Laconia. We'll go on a moonlit hike and hear about wildlife waking up from the winter season. Do you have a favorite place in New Hampshire that you'd like to show us? Let us know by visiting nhpr.org/fieldtrips.